Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire radio program is for Saturday, October the 15th, 2016. Getting close to Halloween. Love that. Love Halloween. Anyway, I hope that you're enjoying these radio programs. And if you are, I want to remind you that they are supported solely and entirely along with our television programs that we offer on the Aspire website at aspire.org. They're all there to help you, to be of service to you, and are provided by our sponsors who make all of this possible. So I'm very grateful to those of you who are sponsors who make this happen. And I hope that some of you who are listening to my voice now, who find solace or maybe help in these radio programs, that you too will become a sponsor and help us sustain this radio program and our TV effort at aspire.org. To become a sponsor is not a difficult thing. You just go to aspire.org, go look at sponsorship or support, and it's all laid out there for you, what it's all about. Your gifts, of course, are tax deductible and will be used strictly for airtime and the production of these programs in all sorts of various ways. And we just do everything we can to be of service to humankind. And I thank you for your kindness. I have a series of three questions here that were put to me about 2 weeks ago. They're fresh out of the oven, and they're very interesting questions, in my opinion. I think that they represent the questions people have about how to deal with people that hate us, that despitefully use us, as Jesus talked about, to forgive them that despitefully use you. And it is a difficult kind of subject to deal with people, because you get into that iffy, that in-between thing that is so very difficult for people to understand. It's something that's not clear to common thinking, pedestrian mentality, as it were. So I thought it would be interesting, maybe fun, maybe helpful to you to see all this and to listen to how to deal with people that hate you. The first question: how do I believe people who ask for forgiveness that I dislike or even hate? How do I believe that they will change? Susan from Miami. Susan, people who come to you to ask for forgiveness, it should always be granted. It isn't about them. It's about me and you. It's about the way we live our life. It's about the way we choose to live in the spiritual, as it were. You can't be looking at this and going, okay, well, I'm going to forgive you and yada-da, 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 and you're going to change and never do this again. What did Jesus say? Forgive 70 times 70. In other words, people's emotionality gets the best of them, just like it gets the best of you. And your question is no different than their, well, let's say their sin against you. They did something, they said something that hurt your feelings. You say you forgive them, but you're reluctant. You're not sure that they won't do it again. Just because I ask for your forgiveness doesn't mean I won't be a turd again some other time. It happens with human beings. We can't be looking for people to change. The only authentic change there is the change that comes in love. And if I am not a loving person, which most of us are not, because we live from the genetic love and not from the spiritual love, you're going to have to understand that it's my problem, your problem, when we can't forgive or we're suspicious about forgiving. When someone asks me for their forgiveness, first of all, I accept it immediately. I realize we know not what we do. None of us We make mistakes. We say things we wish we hadn't. Or I, in my case, a lot of the time, I am misunderstood. And I have to look at it and go, oh, I did not present that in the manner in which I wish I could have, that would have gotten the message through. I understand how you could misinterpret me. I understand how difficult this could be. I get it. I truly do. So when someone comes to me with the same issue, they wish they hadn't said something or whatever, I understand. I truly get it. Yes, I forgive you. Absolutely, because I too have said and done the same thing. And I have mucked it up as much as you in any given form. There is no difference. I mean, even Jesus went into the temple, turned it over, and said unkind things, and then left. Now, you can give him the pass, the hall pass, if you want, but it's no different than anyone else. Human beings make mistakes. Buddha didn't talk to people. There were some people that came to him that wanted help, and he wouldn't talk to them. He just wouldn't talk to them. What did that mean? I can only surmise, and I'm not going to do that to the Buddha, and I'm not going to do it to you either. And that's why I always ask you at the end of every question, every broadcast, please forgive me. There's every chance I didn't get this over to you in a way in which you could understand it. There's every possibility that you could misunderstand me. So, Susan, you've got to see things in the light of wanting to give mercy to people. I want to give mercy to people. I choose to be merciful. And if I get the mercy of someone else, I am deeply, profoundly moved. So when you ask me for forgiveness, it's now my problem. Your problem is gone because you have asked for mercy. You have asked for kindness. Now, if I choose to sit there and be a Goomba and to be ugly and to choose to no longer be friends with you or to berate you in some way or whatever, I carry the sin, as it were. I carry the karma of that. Unforgiveness burns me, not you. So the minute you've asked for forgiveness, you're set free. Your sincerity, your intent for love, your intent for kindness sets you free. But if I look at you and I go, oh, I don't know about you. I don't know if I trust you. That's a victim mentality. That's pedestrian mentality at best. Then I hold the sin. I hold the mistake. I'm the one that has the issue, not you. And now I'm living my life in a way that is totally ugly. And no matter what, I will have my difficulties. Because I have set into motion unforgiveness, insincerity on my part. When people come to you and they say to you, please forgive me, it isn't for you to look at them and go, well, how do I know you really mean what you say? It's not for me to say. It's not for me to even think about it in that manner. If I do, I miss. I miss everything that is important. I miss everything about the opportunity to forgive you. To leap into an opportunity to forgive another person is the immensity of life, the totality of living. And I'm telling you, it is one of the most important, if not the most important moment of your life. My life. Seize the moment of forgiveness. Don't be thinking about how to be wealthy, how to be prideful, how to sustain your hubris. Sustain the manner of your heart, the way of your heart, the way of love within you. Sustain it. And know that you are deeply loved through this. It will change the way you live your life. And it's the most important thing you can do with your life. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Go take a look at my series, We Know Not What We Do, Susan. It's right there on the website at aspire.org under media. Go look. Go watch. Go listen. Get the CDs. Get into it. It's very, very important. Please forgive me. Namaste. Human beings are not perfect creatures. And we are not here to perfect the human. We're here to realize the divine that lives within all of us. We make mistakes. We get afraid. We do things we wish we hadn't done out of a sense of trying to survive our life. Who hasn't done that? Who among us has not done that? Cast the first stone. We all have. Mercy is the highest form of love on earth. Mercy. And it changes people. Next one comes from Tom. I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm really not. My heart says yes, my head says no. What do I do, Tom? I understand your question. I understand your dilemma, Tom. I do. I deeply understand it. I want to lay something out for you, Tom, and maybe this will help you. Think of maybe the worst moment of your life with someone where you did something you wish you hadn't done. You really wish you hadn't done it. And you got condemned for it. People said unkind things about you, whatever. What is the secret they didn't know about you? What was the secret to the situation they didn't know? And had they known it, would they even have acted upon it? I hardly think so. But here it is. This is what I do. When someone has done something absolutely horrendous to me, lied, said unkind things, made up stories, whatever, I put myself in their position and I ask, what is it that I truly need in this situation? What is it that could truly, truly help me? There's always been that wish, I think, in all of us, that someone would have loved us enough to forgive us. To absolutely forgive us. To such a point that we would never or could never make that same mistake ever again because it has now become impossible. You look at people who condemn you, and all you're looking for after the condemnation and you've been called on the carpet and dragged through the shit, all you want is mercy. Someone to understand, someone to realize you didn't know, you didn't get it. You are forgiven. You are deeply loved and you are forgiven. That's what it's all about. That's what we're searching for. That's what we're seeking, that mercy. You want to say, you say to me, Tom, I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. My heart says yes, my head says no. If it is your spiritual heart that says yes, follow it. Go into the adventure of it. Why withhold? Why wonder? Why make this so difficult? There's no need to do that. Not at all. There's no need to do that at all. What are you going to lose if you forgive? Your pride? Your vanity? What are you going to lose? Everything that is worthless in you. Everything that would cause you not to live in consciousness. You're going to lose the things that are of no value whatsoever. That's what you're going to lose. Why worry about it? Why make it an issue? Lose those things that keep you from forgiveness. Lose those things that keep you from kindness. Lose everything you can lose to become merciful. Blessed are the merciful, said Jesus in the Beatitudes, for they shall obtain mercy. Be merciful. Be kind. Realize, this person could not be in my life or your life if it weren't for something going on within us that made them possible. What is it that makes you possible? Don't look at them and go, why are you in my life, you blah, 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 blah. You don't do that. That isn't going to help anything. That isn't going to change anything. You look at people and ask, what is it about me that made you possible? Where am I in my thoughts? Where am I in my beliefs? Where am I in my living? What is it that I cultivated deep inside me that made this possible? Once you understand that, once you get that, that's when things change. That's when the immensity of life changes and the goodness of your heart occurs. You start to gravitate towards it. I think you'll know what it feels like because your ego will say, no, 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 I don't want to do this. No, no, no. The ego is always saying no to anything that is loving and kind. It's always doing that. Don't worry about that. Your mind reflecting your emotionality that is afraid of getting hurt and is prideful about itself is always going to be the anti-love, the anti-goodness, the anti-beauty. It's always going to be that way, no matter what. But the thing that is most important is the way of the heart. It destroys everything that the mind believes in, that the mind wants, that the mind thinks. It destroys it utterly and completely and puts us in a place where only the goodness of your being can transcend. Transcend everything that you and I have ever done. When you forgive another person, Tom, you're forgiving your whole life too. You're putting yourself in a position to feel the mercy that gravitates towards the ultimate love of life. And you've changed the structure karmically, energetically, of your whole life and all of your living, not just this world, but all the worlds you've been in. You will see it for what it is. And that's what matters. That which is. So, my dear friend, you say you want to say you're sorry, but you're not. Why hold the sin any longer? Why hold the mistake? Why make this ugly? Why? What will it do? You're not going to be teaching other people lessons by being this way. You're not going to change that person by being more severe than they were to you. You're not going to change any of that. Why do that? Live in love. Live in kindness. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Not to make them sorry for what they've done or to prove anything to them, but to change your own karma, to change your own energy, to change your own existence. Vengeance is for the prideful. And the people who pride themselves on pride over love pay a dear price for living. It's just not worth it. I share that with you with all my heart after years and years and years of counseling people to forgive. We know not what we do. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. It's a very difficult subject to deal with because the minute you start telling someone that feels wronged, victimized by someone else, that they need to forgive them, they think, oh, well, I'm going to reward you for, or reward them for their mistake. And that's not the attitude. You're not going to change people, no matter what you do. No matter how nasty you are, and I'm going to say this right out loud, or how loving you are, people will change when they're ready to change, when they've had enough of themselves, when enough has finally become enough. Why add to that in their life and be a part of that and assume that role? It's very ugly. Last question comes from Ryan. He does not tell me where he lives. When I make a mistake, I ask for forgiveness. People will say they forgive me, but you know they don't. They hold it against you anyway. So what's the use, Ryan? Ryan, when you ask for forgiveness and people say, yes, I forgive you, and they don't, that's their problem. Don't make it your problem. If you ask me for forgiveness and I say, sure, Ryan, I'll forgive you, but under my breath and in my back of my mind, I'm going, he's, you got to watch him. He's a real jerk. That's my problem now. You have asked. And just the asking, the recognition of where we made our mistakes is enough. I never drag a person through the mud, ever. Never. You never drag another person through the mud. You be the light. And I'm going to say this to you, and I know this will probably be very hard for you to understand, but you're working out your own karma. You're working out the depth of your own karma. So when you're forgiving another person, you're also being forgiven for the things you did to others that hurt others. Whether you know you did it or not, matters not. You know. That's the value of it. And if you can get that, if you can understand that, if you can become aware of that, then you realize we're all in the same boat. We all require forgiveness, and we all need a certain measure of kindness to attain to the mercy that makes all of this so beautiful in this world. That is the way it is. That's the law that is. So if you can understand that, if you can live in that, if you can percolate in that a little bit, as I like to say, you'll find your life changes immensely. Oh, it may not change over here, over there, where you want it to change, but it will change where it matters, and it becomes the catalyst for great unfoldment, spiritual unfoldment in your life. This unfoldment is so deeply, deeply important to our lives. That's the best I can tell you on the subject. But I'm telling you, it is absolutely essential that you forgive. Thank you, Ryan. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I might be of service to you, you know what to do. Come to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org, and when you get there, take a look at media. And you'll see it in the upper bar there. And pull it down, and it says Satsang with Siraj, that to be me. And you can listen to past radio programs, future, current. And you can also ask a question. I hope you do. Have a beautiful day. And, of course, as you might know, please forgive me. Namaste.